You are Locked On Bulldogs, your daily podcast on the Georgia Bulldogs. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Bulldogs podcast. I am Daniel.
And I am Clint. Today's episode is brought to you by Sonos. Sonos, the official listening device and sound of college football. The game like never before with the Sonos Arc. Daniel and I are Locked On Bulldogs here on Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. We talk like fans because we are fans, first and foremost. So if you want impartial, analytical, data-driven, nuanced, neutral takes on Georgia Bulldogs, we can refer you to anywhere else but here. Okay. Because that's not fine. How we roll. We are fans first and foremost. This podcast is for fans by fans. Check us out on Twitter right below. You can find that Dogs Podcast. If you're on the YouTube, you see it. If you're on the audio, glad you're here. Stitcher, Apple Podcast. If you subscribe to YouTube, thank you for doing that. Leave a comment, leave a review, 5-star. Daniel, we said yesterday the SEC never sleeps. And today that is very, very certain, as 24/7 has already come out with their predictions for the outcome of the 2022 regular season. And we're going to go team by team through their predictions of what they think will happen record-wise for the entire SEC football conference. That's bold, Daniel, if I could just use a word.
Look, it's never too early. Why not? Let's get weird. Let's get after it a little bit. Let's see what happens. I'm just going to give you I haven't spent a ton of time thinking about the 2022-2023 season yet, but I'm just going to give you my early gut for the SEC looking ahead into next year.
Okay.
I don't think the SEC is going to be all that good next year. Can I say that?
I don't know if that's contractually allowed for you to say that. I don't actually disagree with you at all. If you look at the teams that are in transition, you look at Ole Miss, no Matt Corral there. That's something different. That freshman kid.
He gone.
Matt Corral is gone. Texas A&M always disappoints. I hate to tell you, Aggie fan, but just come on. Come on. Tennessee is going to take a step back in regression. Once you get film and once you see somebody, I know Heupel over there is doing some stuff, but there's going to be a little bit of regression. Kentucky does not have the same talent at running back and on defense. I don't disagree with that, Daniel. South Carolina, though, I'm going to tell you what. If I could buy stock in one team, South Carolina. Whew.
Yeah, but I think you would buy stock in South Carolina. I would too. We should do a whole episode on this, by the way. We should do a college football stock market episode.
That'd be actually wild. That's a great idea. There you go, right there. Pre-production.
Look, pre-production meeting happening right during the show. All right, let's jump in. Let's not wait any longer. I'd hate to wait till like the 10-minute mark of the episode to actually begin the episode. All right, so let's jump in and begin the episode. The Vanderbilt Commodores, Clint, according to the 24/7 Sports article, this article is by Brad Crawford, by the way. You can go check it out on 24/7 Sports.
By the way, great content. Vanderbilt, the best coaching position, the best football program in all of America. So Coach Lee says.
That is what Coach Lee says. He would like you to believe that it is the premier college football program in America. That's a direct quote from the Vanderbilt head coach. Brad Crawford's got him going 3-9, wins over Hawaii, Elon, and Northern Illinois. None of those are SEC teams, Clint, which means he got him going 0-8 in the conference. Listen, we would all be shocked if Vanderbilt won a conference game. It's getting to be embarrassing that Vanderbilt's in the SEC. I don't have a ton to say about them, but I do want to read this quote from the article. Again, you can find this at 24/7 Sports. Great content. You should go check it out. Can the Commodores snap their lengthy losing streak against SEC competition next season? There will be opportunities.
This is against, listen, pay attention.
Against There will be opportunities for Vanderbilt to get a win against.
This is who they think the teams that suck and Vanderbilt could win. Okay, good. Thank you.
Against Ole Miss, Missouri, South Carolina, Kentucky, Florida.
Oh, no.
And Tennessee.
Oh, no.
Okay. So you remember when I said I thought the SEC was going to be a little bit down this year?
I do.
Okay, we're going to get to some of these other teams, but that tells you a lot right there.
It tells you a great deal. Next team on the list, according to 24/7, Missouri Tigers. Let's put a spotlight on them. Talking about a team taking a step back. Look, Coach Drink doing some good stuff down there, but it's Missouri.
Sure.
And your Coach
Drink.
The
Alpha Nerd. Like,
the Alpha Nerd. They have them going 4-8 this season with one conference win. Yikes. Daniel.
You know who that's against? We just told you.
Vanderbilt.
So, Missouri, look, not good.
This is really intriguing. I know Missouri made some splashes last year. I know they made some noise. And I know that Coach Drink can do a lot of good. But when you don't have the talent, you don't have the talent. And that's what it really comes down to. So drop all the X's and O's you want. And maybe you can go ahead and pull off like an Abilene Christian, something like that, who they think they can win against. Sure, I understand that. Or
sure,
Louisiana Tech or New Mexico. But no, it's not good the rest of the way.
Ask Dan Mullen what happens when you try to coach them X's and O's and you don't have enough talented players. You lose. You lose the games. That's what happens. Let's go to a team that let's flip it around here. A team that you just said a bit ago that you were high on, that you would in fact buy stock in if this was the stock market episode, which it is not, but that episode is coming. A team that you would buy stock in, and that is the South Carolina Gamecocks. They're playing Beamer ball down there in Columbia, South Carolina. Darius Rucker is riding on some sort of a train outside the stadium. There's just all sorts of things are happening. You've never been to a game in Columbia, South Carolina, Clint.
Have not.
And, boy, thank you. Just go to sleep tonight and just thank your lucky stars that that is the case for you, because it is just a wretched place to watch a college football game. 24/7 Sports has South Carolina going 7-5 next season. Bowl eligibility again and 4-4 in the conference. Got them beating the likes of Missouri and Vanderbilt, but also has them beating Florida and Tennessee from the East, Clint. This is a significant prediction here, and I like it. I don't know if they're going to get both of those wins in the SEC East, but I'll tell you this. Kentucky better not sleep on South Carolina.
No, sir.
They draw Texas A&M, which is not a favorable draw. They play Texas A&M and Georgia. They got a road game at Arkansas. 24/7 has them losing that game as well. But Arkansas better not sleep on South Carolina.
They
next
won't,
year.
Trust me.
And then they play at Clemson, obviously, to end the season. It's a tough schedule every year for South Carolina. Next year doesn't get any easier getting Arkansas and Texas A&M out of the West. But Spencer Rattler. Clint,
there it is.
Let's take 1 second, and you answer me this: What does the Spencer Rattler experiment Carolina look like?
Here's the deal, I take stock in South Carolina. I would buy stock in Coach Beamer. I would do all these things, but I'm gonna tell you this right now: Spencer Rattler is not gonna be who you want him to be, South Carolina fan. He's not gonna be who you want him to be.
Dang,
you got a lot of hope for him, and I think he's gonna be better. You went through 8 different quarterbacks last year. It's going to be interesting.
You were literally starting the janitor from the stadium janitor at one point.
He took off the head of the safety. The janitor literally took off his head as he bucked him on a run. I don't think Spencer Rattler is going to be much of anything, to be honest with you. I think he's going to have superior competition, and I don't think it's going to well, but I think he's going to be good enough to win you more games. I like this prediction, by the way, of 7-5. I don't hate that at all. I really like that. That's a great
thing. I think Spencer Rattler has a chance not to be incredibly great at South Carolina, but I think Spencer Rattler has a chance to single-handedly put South Carolina on his back and win them a game that they have no business winning off of this list. I'm talking about Texas A&M. You better watch out. I'm talking about Clemson.
Clint?
I'm talking about Clemson.
Oh, no.
I'm talking about Arkansas on the road. I'm talking about Kentucky. I'm talking about Georgia. Better watch out for South Carolina next year, because I do think Spencer Rattler has that kind of talent. He's going to throw a bunch of interceptions.
Yep.
Next year. And he's not going to have a ton of playmakers at wide receiver, which is going to hurt him. But I trust Shane Beamer. And that's the best quarterback they are likely to have for quite some time at South Carolina. So it's a big deal.
It is a huge deal. Hey, we're going to come back after this, talk about the rest of the SEC. But first, I want to let you know about betonline.ag. Betonline.ag, your sportsbook experts. It's the place Daniel and I go to make our bets because we like betting. We just talked about over-unders on this, and I was going to say, if you gave me South Carolina 7 win totals, I would take the over on that, and I would feel really good about that. And I might be looking into it at betonline.ag. Maybe they have some action already up. I don't know. Ooh. Hold on. Let me,
you
can't, as I do
you
the ad
know
read, I
can't unless you find. Find out.
I got to find out. Go over to betonline.ag. Let them know we sent you by putting in the promo code locked on, and you're going to get 100% deposit match up to 100 bucks. That means you put 100 bucks in, they're going to put 100 bucks right on top of that with promo code locked on to make all the bets. These over-unders, Masters coming up, baseball, hopefully soon. We got another meeting coming up. Come on, get it done, Commish. Get it done, Union. Let's have some baseball. I want to see Freddie Freeman hoist up that trophy on opening day down in Atlanta. Head over to betonline.ag, your sportsbook experts. Promo code locked on. All right, let's continue down the list, Daniel, of this prediction over on 24/7 Sports. And the next team on the list is the Kentucky Wildcats, who are predicted to finish second, right behind yours truly, Georgia Bulldogs. Did I stutter? Did I miss a team? No. They're
second
predicted
in the East, just like they finished this year.
Yes, sir.
Just so a repeat performance.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. They have losses again. So this is very curious to me. Very curious. I don't know why this is the case. They do have to travel to Florida, but the loss is coming at Florida, at Ole Miss, at Tennessee, and Georgia. So I guess just three road games, and then the best team coming your house, you're going to give it to them. But they do have some people coming back. The article references a bunch of talent coming back. You got Mark Stoops, who, by the way, we have nothing but respect for Coach Stoops over at Kentucky. We
think nothing but good things. You remember that time that Kentucky scored that very meaningful touchdown against Georgia? I do.
Very. Very.
I do. Boy, that was a heck of a time to be alive.
You love to see it.
You do. I expect Kentucky to be good. I like the direction that Mark Stoops is trying to take the offense. I don't know that they do have some talent coming back. Whether or not they'll have all the pieces, you mentioned running back earlier. I don't know whether they'll have all the pieces to be able to put it together, but they are trying to move the ball down the field. They are trying to continue to get explosive in the offense. And if there is a unit in the SEC that you're going to trust, it's going to be a Mark Stoops defense. It has gotten to be the point now where Mark Stoops teams are going to play physical. And they are going to play aggressive defensive football. And so as the offense continues to evolve, that's what you're going to see. Can they win one of these road games, potentially go 9-3, maybe sniff at another 10-1 season? That would be the ceiling for Kentucky. Let's talk about our first team from the West, Clint.
Here we go.
And talk about the Mississippi State Bulldogs, the lesser Bulldogs, the other Bulldogs, the non-Bulldogs.
The smaller
Bulldogs. 24/7 Sports. Has them going 7-5. Losses are LSU, Kentucky, Alabama, all on the road, and Ole Miss on the road. And then we play the lesser Bulldogs this year, and so they have that as a loss as well.
We play them this coming up year, right, Daniel?
Yeah, see, we did not play them this previous year.
No.
But we do play them this coming up year. If John from John Tweet Sports could verify that for us, if he could check the schedule. But I do believe We do play them this year. This is Mike Leach. You know what you're getting from a Mike Leach coached team. They've got some tough games, but I honestly, I never know what I'm gonna see. You know the type of team that Mississippi State's gonna have, but I feel like, could Mississippi State ever win less than five games or more than eight games under Mike Leach? Is it possible?
It's just right here, guys. They are riding that tunnel
right down the middle every single time. And so I don't know. I don't know what we're going to see from them. They're going to be less talented than a lot of teams they play. But Mike Leach teams are always less talented than a lot of the teams.
That's what's so curious to me about Mike Leach. He came in, he set records his very first game in the SEC. And he is. Yeah. He's the coach that's going to win you games you shouldn't be in. That's who Mike Leach is. That's why he came to the SEC. That's why he's at Mississippi State. And he's making noise. I don't think if they're ever going to ascend the hill, crest the summit. But yeah, they have enough. And talk about defense. Like, I know – every once in a while, Mississippi State get a defense on them that is just tenacious. Kentucky is a consistent person, but every once in a while, you get a couple of defensive ends down there, Mississippi State, and they wreak some havoc. Next on the list, the old Auburn Tiger. Oh, how the mighty have fallen!
Oh,
and I shouldn't say mighty.
Oh, no.
How the less than valley people have fallen. Auburn has got some losses to contend with. The savior, Bo Nix, he gone. Auburn Jesus. Gone.
And that's, I don't know, that's an upgrade. Do I know who's going to be the starting quarterback at Auburn? No, I do not.
Nope.
Upgrade. That's an upgrade. I'll take him. Whoever he is, I'll take him over Bo Nix.
100%. Completely agree with you. Brian Harsin is going to have a rough go of it, I think, in year two. We didn't talk about this much, but this is news to me, and I don't know what to make of it exactly. I really, really don't know what to make of
okay.
it. Okay. But the fact
I have
that,
some Auburn news I want to talk about as well, so you go first.
Oh, wow. Pre-production going very well. Derek Mason.
It is.
Yeah. Derek Mason, no longer the defensive coordinator at Auburn after 1 year. Derek Mason, great defensive coordinator. Probably the second best defensive coordinator behind Dan Lanning and Kirby Smart. And now behind Kirby Smart and the coach, whatever
and
we work
whoever
out.
Whoever Kirby Smart promotes.
Whoever gets that tag. I don't care who it is.
Whatever he wants to do. Yeah.
Whatever.
Correct.
That's an intriguing loss, Daniel. He goes for a lateral position.
Well, I think he got run out of town. Like, you talk to Zach over at Locked On Auburn, and he'll tell you Auburn fans hate this guy. They think that he was an abomination last year. So Auburn fans in the comments, let us know. We've always been very high on Derek Mason and his defense. Let the record show we did not fight those two elderly gentlemen at Vanderbilt. No. And Derek Mason almost did beat the fool out of several Florida coaches. So I've always been very high on Derek Mason. But he gone. Brian Harsin's still there. And look, they got wins. This article in 24/7 Sports is giving them wins over Missouri and Arkansas. And that's it in the SEC. Like, that's
oh,
it.
No.
In the SEC.
No.
Let me ask you this, Clint. If Auburn goes 5-7.
Okay.
2-6 in the conference.
Yeah.
Does Brian Harsin coach a third year at Auburn?
I don't know. That would mean Bo Nix, the savior of Auburn, gets kicked out. That means Derek Mason. Yeah. That means the defense. I think the defense takes a step back. They're losing talent. I don't think Auburn's going to have the same offense. I don't think they're going to surprise anybody. I think they got a couple of tough games. You talk about Texas A&M. You talk about at Bama, clearly, obviously. At Ole Miss, at Georgia, LSU,
Penn State.
Ooh, no.
You got to play that one again? No.
Oh, no. Not great. It's going to be at home. You're going to get beat at home by Penn State. James Franklin is going to come in and drub you in your own backyard. That's going to be embarrassing for y'all.
You hate to see it.
we have a bet every year, Daniel, and one of the, the things that we do is first SEC coach fired. I'm going to let you know right now, he's going to be penciled in. He's going to be penciled in as the first SEC coach fired.
Can't even get to year three, Brian Harsin. That's tough. Meanwhile, the Auburn basketball team is the number one team in all of college basketball. Are you aware of this one?
Son of a gun. You guys, he set me up. I'm sorry.
Here's the thing. Auburn, stop scheduling home and homes with Penn State. Listen, start scheduling home and homes with Duke. You understand? Because that's who you are, Auburn. You're Duke. You're going 5-7 in football next year, and you're the number one team in college basketball. So you tell me, are you Auburn or are you Duke? So start scheduling Kansas and Duke home and homes for football, because that's the caliber of opponent that you need to be facing, because that's who you are now. You hired Brian Harsin as your head football coach. So enjoy the number one ranking in basketball. Meanwhile, the date is January the 25th, the year of our Lord, 2022, and Tom Crean is still the head coach of the University of Georgia. It's an abomination. Let's talk about another abomination. His name's Lane Kiffin.
Oh, here we go.
He flew into Athens, Clint. I don't know if you know this. He flew right into Athens. Pay big bucks and you can learn these things. You pay the big bucks, and he flew in, and he just swooped in and stole Jermaine Burton right out from. Oh no!
That's a swing and a miss. Swing and a miss, y'all. Whiffed on Jermaine Burton, and by the way, JT Daniels still not anywhere. He whiffed on JT as well.
Listen, you see what he did to Matt Corral last year. JT Daniels ain't going to have no part of Lane Kiffin. You understand? That's not what JT Daniels is. Okay. This article's got Ole Miss going 8-4. Again, 4-4 in the SEC. Losses at LSU, at Texas A&M, Alabama, and at Arkansas, meaning they'll lose to all the good teams they play.
Let's eat some popcorn, Lane.
Yeah, I mean, I guess have fun with wins over Troy and Central Arkansas and Vanderbilt and Tulsa. So, sure. I don't know. Georgia Tech, that'll be a good win for you. Ole Miss, a good non-conference win.
I hate to see it.
Listen, they're trying to get in the portal. They're trying to land some more talent. Obviously, all this could change because rosters are going to change significantly heading into next season. But, again, when I think about the SEC next year, this is one of the teams I think about. For the SEC to be good right now, Ole Miss needs to be good. And they're not going to be good next year.
Not next year. They don't got a quarterback.
I just don't think they're going to be good.
They don't got receivers. Yeah. The defense showed to be fraudulent near the end of the year. It's bad. Hey, we're going to come back after this. We're going to let you know about a few things. But first, what about Get Upside? Get Upside is the app that we are using, that many are using right now, to get their 25 cents off per gallon of gasoline. That's right. You heard me.
Right there.
25 cents right there at the pump with the app on the iOS store as well as Android store, Get Upside. And right now, if you use the promo code SCORE, you're going to get an extra 25% off the first time you fill up every gallon of gasoline. That's 50 cents off. Every single gallon of gasoline that you are going to use when you use the app Get Upside. Now, a lot of our listeners are saying that they're getting $200, $300 off per month because they travel a bunch. They're using this app. It's a pretty simple app. There's no gimmick. There's nothing on top of it. Just use the app when you fill up, when you pay at the pump, and use promo code SCORE right now and get an extra 25 cents off per gallon of gasoline for a total of 50 cents off your gallons of gasoline at the pump with the app Get Upside in the iOS and Android store today. Promo code SCORE.
All right, let's jump back in. And I'll tell you, you want an early – these are not betting lines. This is an article predicting from 24/7 Sports. But you want an early over lean. Let's talk about the Arkansas Razorbacks, Clint.
This shocked me.
7-5 is what this article has the Arkansas Razorbacks going. And they got them losing to the aforementioned Auburn Tigers. I don't think so. I don't think that that's going to happen. I like them. They got them also losing to BYU. They got them also losing to Mississippi State, Clint. I think there's a reasonable chance that the Arkansas Razorbacks next year could go 10-2. But if you gave me 9-3, I would not be surprised whatsoever. I got wins over Cincinnati, South Carolina, Missouri State, Liberty, LSU, Ole Miss, and Missouri. Now, obviously, some of those teams, LSU, that'll be a tough game, but it's at home. Cincinnati, we'll see what Fickell's got coming back, but that's also at home. They play at Auburn. They play at Mississippi State. Again, winnable games. At BYU will be a tricky game. But KJ Jefferson's back, Clint. I know they lose the kid at wide receiver. I know, and he's the offense. He was the offense last year. But KJ Jefferson's back. I like Briles as the offensive coordinator. And obviously, you know how we feel about Sam Pittman on this podcast. I like Arkansas next year. I think Arkansas could be a real team next year, Clint.
Look, 75 is—it's not enough, guys. That's not enough at all.
No, it's not.
They're a good team. They have a great foundation. Sam Pittman's doing things right. I like where they're going. Let's get to something fantastic.
Let's talk about good team.
Let's talk about them Florida Gators. Them Gators, the savior of the program, Napier coming on in from the powerhouse school of the Sun Belt. Let me understand.
It's Louisiana.
Some sort of Red Wolf or?
The Louisiana. No, that's Arkansas State. Okay. Traditional rival. It's the Raging Cajuns. He came in from Louisiana.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Uh-huh. One-time Sun Belt champion, Billy Napier.
One time. There we go. look, here's the deal. They have games. They have wins against Kentucky, USF, Eastern Washington, Missouri, Vanderbilt, and Florida State, according to 24/7, and losses against Utah, at Tennessee, LSU, Georgia, at Florida, at Texas A&M, and then South Carolina. Daniel, is 6-6 a good first year for Napier?
6-6 would be a good first year for Napier, to be honest with you. Florida fans won't be happy about 6-6, but I think 5-7 is a very real possibility for this Florida team. Listen, if you're putting all your faith in that kid at quarterback, I don't know what to tell you. I just don't. I don't see it. I don't see it. Florida's lost a ton of talent, and the schedule is not favorable. They're not winning that game against Kentucky in week two. I promise you, they're not winning that game, which means they open the season against Utah and against Kentucky, and they're going 0-2 in those games, Clint. And the Billy Napier experiment will be off to a roaring start at 0-2, and you and I will just be sitting here laughing and laughing and laughing the entire way. I don't think Florida's going to be good this year. I don't think they're going to be better than Tennessee. I don't think they're going to be better than Kentucky. And I have serious questions about whether or not they're going to be better than South Carolina. I know for a fact they're going to be better than Missouri and Vanderbilt, the two worst teams in the SEC. And so I think you pencil them in third or fourth in the – potentially fifth in the SEC East. And that's what you're looking at for Billy Napier in year one at Florida. Let's talk about another team with high expectations, and that is the Texas A&M Aggies. This article's got them going 10-2. Texas A&M has a very manageable schedule. Okay, they play at Alabama. That's obviously the biggest game of the season. Here's the problem for Texas A&M. They're not going to win that game. Period.
No.
And Alabama's not going to lose two games. Period. Which means Texas A&M has no shot of making it to the SEC championship game.
None.
No shot. The best case scenario for Texas A&M this year is to backdoor into the playoff as a one loss, only losing to Alabama. But the problem for Texas A&M is that there are going to be two teams in the SEC championship game who are undefeated. Again.
There it is.
And Texas A&M ain't passing either of those teams if they lose to each other. So The two spots for the SEC potentially to get into the playoff are already filled.
Yep.
And there's nothing that's going to change about that, which means maybe Texas A&M will have a great season and they'll go 11-1. But there's almost no shot of Texas A&M making the playoff. Whatever you can bet on Texas A&M not to make the playoff, go ahead and bet it.
Because
it's free right money.
Yep.
It's free money. I don't know. That's all it. I got to say about Texas A&M.
Daniel, let's do some pre-production right now. We got four more teams to go through. The SEC is not over. We're at our mark. Should this spill over? Should we come back tomorrow and talk with the other four
teams? I guess we'll just have to just
let's run it back. Hey, come back tomorrow over on this podcast. This has been Locked On Bulldogs, your team every day. We are going to talk about the other four teams in the SEC,
which includes your teams. Are actually,
I was just going to say, Georgia will be discussed tomorrow. Alabama, LSU, and Tennessee. Four teams tomorrow, Georgia being one of them. We will talk about our very, very, very early predictions about going 12-0, and we will be 12-0. Don't you worry about a thing. It's going to happen. This has been Locked On Bulldogs here, Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
See you.